Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we're going to be in the upper 80s to lower 90s today. Many people outside this time of year, and I see in a Times Union article this morning, I'm reading a second case of tick-borne Powassan virus in Saratoga County, a third suspected by the state health department, and there is no cure for that disease.
Well, for all of us, David, who like to get out, I know you're one of them and I'm one of them. I love gardening. And, you know, you got a weed. I'm buying products which have the potential for getting rid of ticks. We put tick collars on our dogs to protect them. I don't know how much longer it'll be before we're all wearing tick collars, but this is very, very scary. We've had major guests on the air who have talked about how these ticks carry many more diseases than Lyme. And what's interesting about this one, interesting and lethal, is that it's viral. It's not bacterial. But everybody I talk to has had at least one dose of doxycycline. It's astounding how many people have found a tick bite on them or a tick on them. I know I have. So this is the new thing. Plus, we've had a lot of rain, and that gives mosquitoes breeding grounds to do terrible things to us because they carry disease also. So this is a time that, despite the beauty of what we're seeing around us, there's some real dangers.
If you want to hear more about that, you can listen to Alan's interview with Dr. Richard Horowitz at WAMC.org.
Turns out he was absolutely on the money about what he was talking about.
From there to this kerfuffle now, although it's been called fake news by the president, and it is that President Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia, president, had an undisclosed second conversation during the G20 summit meetings.
Of course, the White House is defending this and saying the president is supposed to be doing this, but what's all the secrecy about? How come we didn't know about it? This Russian thing, as I have said again and again and again, keeps like a ball of yarn playing out, and I am sure that Bob Mueller knows all about what's going on. I am sure that his investigators are looking at all of this, and it's going to be fascinating to find out what exactly was going on in that meeting. We have the Aguilar real estate family with powerful oligarchs in Russia. It would be nice to know the connections between the Trumps and that family, and those people who brokered that meeting were in there with Donald Jr. You know, the thing about facts are, it's very hard to ignore them. And if something happened, the chances are we're going to find out about what it was. So one thing after another, somebody will talk. So much is owed to our investigative reporters on the New York Times and the Washington Post for the great work that they've been doing in terms of bringing all of this to the light. And we just have to thank them for doing it, because when the history of all of this is written, I think we're going to learn that these newspapers were huge contributors to bringing to light some terrible, terrible things that were going on in this country.
Healthcare. Let Obamacare fail, says President Trump, as the health care bill in the Senate collapse around him.
Well, you know, David, I've been thinking about this. Let it fail on its own. He doesn't really mean that. He's going to do everything in his power to help it fail, whether it's executive orders or whether it's bringing doubt to the whole thing so that the insurance companies pull out. He will do his best to help it fail. And it's so interesting because he says what will happen is the Democrats will have to come to us. Yeah, right. As if they've gone to the Democrats and work all of this stuff out. And then it'll be Trump care. That's pretty funny because we all know that what he wants is a victory. And I don't think he gives a damn whether or not that victory has any great substance or conservatism to it. He just wants a victory. But by setting this up this way, saying the Democrats will have to come to us, and the Democrats have always been willing to work with the Republicans on this. Chuck Schumer said so yesterday. But it is this kind of doublespeak which we hear so much from this guy.
After we spoke yesterday about continuing problems with the subway system in New York City, the Siena College poll was released, which seems to indicate the governor took a hit over it.
Oh, there's no question. David, we know that the Cuomo appeal is in New York City. That's where the Cuomo name is so important, and in the suburbs. It was interesting, though. Number one, he lost a lot of ground. I think we're reading in the papers he's got something like $24, $27 million that he has raised, even though he, as a governor, has said he thinks the influence of money politics is too great. I love that one. But also, there was major objection to naming the Tappan Zee Bridge for Mario Cuomo, a man who I loved, of course. And fascinating because I think it's a reflection, A, on the way it was done. In other words, it was done as a last-minute negotiation. But also, I think it's a reflection of what people are thinking about Andrew Cuomo right now.